James Brown and the Apollo Theater are forever linked. Beginning in 1963, Brown released three albums there, but there was a fourth, made in 1972, that's been buried ever since. Now the recording is out on vinyl with a CD to follow this summer. It's called Get Down with James Brown Live at the Apollo Volume 4. Reviewer Oliver Wang says it's a marvelous time capsule.
On September 13th and 14th of 1972, James Brown's announcer, Danny Ray, took to the Apollo stage.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Apollo. Man World Enterprises proudly present The James Brown Show!
The shows and recordings went smoothly, but mysteriously, the master tape sat on a shelf for the next four decades. No album ever materialized. To this day, it's not clear who made the decision to ice Live at the Apollo Volume 4, Brown himself or his then-label Polydor. But the performance is a window into a time when Brown was everywhere, on the radio, on television, in the public imagination. In all fairness, this Volume 4 was never going to be as groundbreaking as the first 1963 Apollo recording, and Revolution of the Mind, Volume 3 in the series, had just come out the year before. But this lost concert was different from its predecessors because, for once, Brown seemed content to hang in the background and turn the show over to the other artists in his stable, especially his band, the JBs.
Pass them, Jack!
Also featured was Brown's right-hand man, Bobby Byrd.
Yeah, I know you got soul. Hey, if you think you wouldn't be in here.
And yeah. Lynn Collins, a.k.a. the female preacher.
Hey, now listen, fellas. Sing it with me, girl. It takes two to make a thing go right. Say, girl, it takes two to make it out of sight. It don't take but two.
Brown himself sings lead on just one song, but what's more interesting are his interactions with the crowd, including a remarkable 5-minute riff in which he gives praise to the Jackson 5 and Isaac Hayes, while also offering his own analysis of black images in Hollywood.
We gotta come up with some complaints against the black movies for only showing the scum. They're not upgrading, they're degrading. Now, it's gotta be good things happening in the black community, but they make you feel that every black woman is a prostitute. And every black man is a dope pusher, and that's got to be a lie, see?
It's perhaps a little greedy to want to hear more of Brown the singer on here. After all, he recorded or produced at least four other albums in 1972 alone. But there's still something moving about hearing him now, 10 years after his death and more than 40 years after this taping, speaking to us as if we were in one of those Apollo seats, listening to Soul Brother Number 1 ask us for permission to get funky. You know, there could only be one reply.
Can we get funky now? Get funky? Yeah.
Oliver Wang is an associate professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach and author of the book Legions of Bloom.